my gal a teddy bear. Since that day I ain't getting nowhere. She loves him, she hugs him, she says it's fine. He stole the gal I thought was mine. Well, I hate that bear. Yes, I hate that bear. Hate that bear. Hate that bear. Yes, indeed, I hate that bear. I'm gonna declare a teddy bear war. Just you listen and I'll tell you what for. Red ones and green ones and blue ones you see. But it was a pink one took it from me. Well, I hate that bear. Yes, I hate that bear. Hate that bear. Hate that bear. Yes, I hate that teddy bear. Him and fondles his fur. He just snuggles up close to her, cuddles and pets him and thinks he's cute. How am I gonna get me a teddy bear suit? Well, I hate that bear. Yes, I hate that bear. Hate that bear. Hate that bear. Yes, I hate that teddy bear. How to get a teddy bear suit. It'll be me, she thinks it's you. Rip off his legs, tear his stomach. That day on he won't be nothing. Well, goodbye bear. Yeah, goodbye bear. Goodbye bear. Goodbye bear. Yeah, 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 yeah. Goodbye bear. Goodbye old teddy bear. What was nothing anyhow.
And you're listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show. And up there was Bristow Hopper with Hate That Bear. Today on the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show, an interview with Sky Saxon from the legendary 60s garage rock band The Seeds, who just happen to be playing in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada for the first time in a long time. Actually, we'll find out since when. Tomorrow night at the Wise Hall with Raise by Wolves, the Transmitters, the Fiends, and the Seeds. That's all happening tomorrow night at the Wise Hall. And Sky Saxon of the Seeds will be phoning into the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show shortly for an interview with me, Nardwuar Human Serviette, on the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show. Now, last week you may have heard me mention the word Transmitters as opening band for the Adolescents, and they did indeed open for the Adolescents. Unfortunately, Steve Soto did not phone in from the Adolescents, but I've just found out that he will phone into the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show next Friday, the 26th of August, on the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show. Steve Soto of the Adolescents will return to the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show for the first time. Well, actually, it won't return. His voice will return. Well, actually, no, his voice won't return, but me saying his name will return. Not that it isn't returning right now to the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show in 2 weeks. So that's Steve Soto of the Adolescents, who we built up totally big time last week, even playing Aquabats to kill time. And actually, a lot of people do enjoy the Aquabats, so we shouldn't apologize about the Aquabats at all. So, today on the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show, an interview with Sky Saxon from The Seeds. Now, to prepare you for The Seeds, who again are playing tomorrow night at the Wise Hall in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, I'm going to delve into some Vancouver 60s rock and roll. I'm going to play the Northwest Company and their song, Hard to Cry. That's the original version of Hard to Cry by the Northwest Company. Then I'm going to follow it up by the band The Nomads from Sweden doing a cover of Hard to Cry by the Northwest Company. And then I'm going to follow it up by Thor, Canadian heavy metal legend Thor, from his brand new CD, Thor Against the World, Thor versus the World. We're going to hear his version of Hard to Cry. So three versions of Hard to Cry by the Northwest Company, including the original version of Hard to Cry on the Nerdwater Human Serviette Radio Show to warm you up for the Seeds of Time. Yes, there was a Vancouver band called the Seeds of Time in the 1960s. Hopefully we'll be able to find out from Sky Saxon of the Seeds if you ever heard of the Seeds of Time. Interesting enough, Johnny Legend, the legendary Johnny Legend, the guy behind the movie, not My Dinner with Andre, but My Dinner with Blassie, and the first porno/rockabilly movie, Johnny Legend, he was in a band in L.A. called the Seeds of Time in the 60s. So I'll have to ask about the name, the Seeds of Time, but we're going to play the Seeds of Time from Vancouver after we play all these Northwest Company covers, including the original. Then we'll play some Seeds, and then Sky Saxon from the Seeds will make an appearance on the Nerdwater Human Serviette Radio Show, Touchwood. So here is the Northwest Company, Northwest Rock from the 1960s from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, followed by the Nomads covering that song, followed by Thor covering that song, then hopefully we'll have some Sheeds of Time, and then the original Sheeds on CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, the Nerdwater Human Serviette Radio Show. Wow, I kind of cut that off a tiny bit early and then turned it back on. Maybe because I was getting used to the same song going over and over again. Yes, it almost was the same song going over and over again. I'm Nardwuar to Human Serviette on the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. That was four, a brand new version of Hard to Cry, originally by the Northwest Company. Before that, the Nomads, with a version of Hard to Cry, originally by the Northwest Company. And before that, the Northwest Company with Hard to Cry by the Northwest Company. Coming up shortly, an interview with Sky Saxon from the Seeds from Los Angeles. In Vancouver in the 1960s, there was a Seeds as well, the Seeds of Time. So here's the Seeds of Time from Vancouver in the 1960s with My Hometown, which I think at one time was covered by Bruno Gerussi's Medallion. And then we'll get into some Seeds, and then hopefully we'll hear from Sky Saxon from the Seeds, who are playing tomorrow night with the Transmitters, the Fiends, and Raised by Wolves at the Wise Hall in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Here is the Seeds of Time.
Your love, darling, in that tub.
Still listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show, and you just heard there, Mr. Farmer by the Seeds. And before that, Excuse by the Seeds. And before that, My Hometown by the Seeds of Time. Coming up very shortly, an interview with Sky Saxon from the Seeds from Los Angeles. And we continue on the Seeds tip. In a case you haven't heard, the Seeds are playing tomorrow night at the Wise Hall in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We're going to continue on our little Seeds trip here with Evil Hoodoo by the Seeds.
underground in a place that's so far away. In a petrified cave that's made of stone. You find him working all alone, taking orange, green, and white, a crystallized powders, a mixed in a colored, a colorized vials. And now you're starting to hear a bubbling sound. The earth being shaken from the ground. It's a drip, drip maker of making things. A drip, drip maker that will plan your dreams. A drip, drip maker working night and day. A drip, drip maker wanna see you big. Tell you watch out, watch out, it's coming your way. Tell you watch out, watch out, it's on the way. He lives in the earth, 30 meters away. A place you couldn't find by a night of day. A mighty swamp plant filled with hanging green moss. A thousand signs saying stay away. A sorrow crossbones got the answers way. It's a drip, drip maker of making things. A drip, drip maker just for playing your dreams. A drip, drip maker working night and day. A drip, drip maker just to see you play. Say watch out, watch out, it's all in the way. Say watch out, watch out, it's all in the way. When he comes out late at night, when the moon shines down, a bright eerie light, all dressed up in a hat, a white collar shirt, got a stiff green and white, a polka dot tie. He's been searching for your darling all night and day. Got a lot of good things you wanna try. It's a trip, trip maker of making things. A trip, trip maker just for playing your dreams. A trip, trip maker working night and day. A trip, trip maker just to see you play. Say watch out, watch out, it's coming your way. Say watch out, watch out, it's on the way. Say watch out, watch out.
Come back, darling. know someday. Cause I wanna love you, girl. I wanna love you tonight.
Why can't
And you're still listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show. And you just heard The Seeds with Can't Seem to Make You Mine, and before that, Trip Maker by The Seeds, and coming up in Your Room by The Seeds, as we hopefully touch wood. Wait to connect to Sky Saxon of The Seeds, who are playing tomorrow night at the Wise Hall in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And since we're going to be subjecting you right now to a 14 minute Seeds song, but that's what makes them so awesome. They did like a 14 minute song before fans were allowed to do 14-minute songs. Hopefully we'll find out a bit more about that if Sky Saxon phones in. But because we're subjecting you to a 14-minute song, I thought we should reward you with something. So the first caller through to 604-822-2487 wins some free tickets to tomorrow night's presentation of The Seeds, The Transmitters, Raised by Wolves, and The Fiends. And then hopefully after that we'll have an interview with Sky Saxon from The Seeds on CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Up in a room, set up this old girl. Up in a room, said you love me so good. Up in a room, says the man all the time. Up in a room, said I should feel fine. Up in a room, said it's just gonna pass. Up in a room, said it's just by the side. Up in a room, smell the perfume there. Up in a room, said I shook in my chair. Up in a room, just to wish you talk. Up in a room, going up in a room. Up in a room, making love in a room. Gotta start to groove it, a friend like this. You got the kind of body that's got me wild. I say you must be a devil child. Up in a room, said I feel so good. Up in a room, said you love me so good. Out on the street, she's everybody's girl. Up in a room, this is something new. Up in a room, said the things she do. Up in a room, going up in a room. Up in a room, making love in a room. Thank you.
Listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show. And who do we have on the line right there? Are you there, caller?
Yeah, I'm here, man. I tuned in somehow. I'm here.
And who are you? Please explain. Who are you?
This is Sunlight, Sky Saxon, from the band The Seeds and Dragon Slayer. Other bands.
And, Sky, who else is in The Seeds these days?
Well, there's Rick Collins in The Seeds. I call him Cruz or Crusader. Now, he plays bass now. And then there's Nate. He's in the band. He plays lead guitar. He's really good. And then there's Medley. He plays organ. He's really good. And then Justin plays drums and myself. And then we have backup dancers and singers, you know. We might have some surprises down the line, you know. People, you know, we add to the band to make it better.
And you are coming to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, tomorrow night to the Wise Hall. It's the Seeds, Raised by Wolves, the Transmitters, and the Fiends. When was the last time you played Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, Sky Saxon?
I don't know. You know, I know I brought Flower Power to Canada. I was going to have like a 15-minute interview, and they gave me like a 45-minute interview. So I don't know. I think, you know, I brought Flower Power to Canada. When was the last time I played it? Gee, I don't know. It might have been 68. You know. I really loved Canada. You know, it was really great. You know, like, oh, wait. No, I take it back. After that, I came there with my band, the Fast Planet Band. You know, I had Sam Andrew in the band. And George McCoskey, who used to be with Blue Cherry. You know, he's the organ player for some of their albums, I guess. Anyway, I had them in my band. And when was that? Gee. I don't know. I just keep doing these bands, you know, because they're like missiles, you know. I could say something in them.
Sky Saxon.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sky Saxon of the Seeds. I faded out the song. I'm sorry about that. We didn't play the entire thing because you just called in right now.
I know. You know what? Like, it's like so long, you know, that, you know, like I could have shortened it. But it just seems like 1434 or whatever it is about the right time. But, you know, the end is, I think, what the Beatles got a day in the life from, you know, when it goes straight up. You know, just keep going straight up. In fact, it might go up more than the Beatles. I just, it's amazing. My band just played it for me on the, you know, on our CD. And then
do you guys perform that song up in her rooms, Sky Saxon of the Seeds?
You did what?
Will you be doing that song tomorrow night at the Wise Hall at all, Sky Saxon?
Well, I'd like to do it if they want to do it. You know, like, we got so many songs. I like this new song I got, Impeachment. You know, like,
how much
think that, you know, Bush and Cheney committed a Bush breach of the peace, and they're supposed to be impeached according to the Constitution. You know.
Sky Saxon of the Seeds, how much pressure was there to not have a song that was 14 minutes long on your record? How hard did you have to fight to put that song on your record? Were you one of the first?
Well, actually, you know, there wasn't any really long songs back then. You know, Bob Dylan had a song, but it wasn't that long. And so, I don't know, I just did that song because I think it needed 14 minutes. I wasn't really trying to, you know, it just seemed like, you know, that was how long it was supposed to be. Even now, you know, I look back at it in a retrospect, it seems like that's a time. It's almost a perfect time. It's actually, when I recorded it, it was the second time I'd ever done it because I wrote it in the studio, and the first take was pretty good, but I realized if I kept doing it, I'd have a mistake in it that I didn't want. You know, I don't know what I did wrong. Maybe I didn't say what I wanted to say, so I stopped it halfway. And then, like, we only had like 15 minutes left. You know,
it sounded great, Sky Saxon.
So then I did it on the second take.
It sounded great. Where did it all start, Sky Saxon of the Seeds? Were you discovered by Fred Astaire? Did Fred Astaire discover Sky Saxon?
Did what?
Fred Astaire.
Oh, no. Like, I'd already discovered myself by then. That, no way. You know what? I guess he could have, you know. Like, I'd already had some independent records, you know. That my record, actually, it's starting in the rock and roll business. Is it named Ava? Ava, after his little girl, Ava.
How did you hook up with Fred Astaire? Like Sky Saxon of the Seeds and Fred Astaire. That seems like an unusual pairing. How did you hook up with Fred Astaire? How did he help you?
I don't know, man. The guy that brought me there was Jackie Mills, who played in The Little Rascals, you know.
And did you meet?
I don't know. Like, you know, like, he wasn't ready for the record business, but he was and he wasn't, you know. He was and he wasn't, you know. I mean, I could have just kept putting my records out, and then we could have done something, but too many people, you know, they put out so much, you know, like, I don't know.
I think that's...
Yeah, he was great, you know, I really liked him, but I really didn't know that much about him, nor did I didn't see his movies, and only watched a few of his TV, you know, but he'd always be dancing around the office, you know.
Sky, I think it's amazing with all the different names associated with the seeds over the years. Like, you have the Little Rascals are associated with the seeds.
Oh, yeah, Darla Hood, yeah.
Darla Hood. You were digging pools, and then you were discovered by Darla Hood from the Little Rascals. You were a pool digger?
No, I was a pool digger.
Yes, you were a pool digger.
Yeah, for, you know, to make my record.
And then Darla Hood of the Little Rascals comes in and helps out Sky Saxon.
Yeah, and she didn't have to dig anything. I just, you know, I liked, you know, who she was. I didn't mind digging a pool. Besides, I got to make a really good record, you know.
And
I don't know, it just like, it was a trade-off, you know. I helped him dig a pool, you know, and dug most of it, I think. And then got to put my record out, you know, live at their house and hang out, you know. Sort of great, you know.
Sky Saxon, in the 1980s, was there going to be a Seeds reunion where you were going to have George Harrison and the Monkees open for you guys? George Harrison and the Monkees opening
well,
the for
the Monkees
Seeds?
Well, the Monkees are supposed to open for us, and whoever showed up. But then I decided it should be a Monkees and a Seeds bill. But, you know, it was, I think it was a Magic Mountain, and I don't know. They reneged on something. I was the only one that didn't sign a contract. I just thought, well, the word was good enough, and I flew back from Hawaii to do it. But yeah, that would have been the reunion concert. But then I just stayed around and I did the other, and you know, I don't know what year was it.
And now you're back tomorrow night in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, at the Wise Hall, Sky Saxon.
Well, I like to be Sunlight now because that's what Yehoah named me. But
Sky, is it okay to call you Sky Sunlight Saxon? Is it okay to call you that? Or does Sunlight...
Oh, yeah, well, whatever, you know, but, you know, like Father named me Sunlight, so it's, you know, like Sky Sunlight Saxon. But, you know, I think it's all about, you know, I think it's really about a movement. You know, many bands came in with different movements. I think Flower Power was a really great movement, you know, because that was...
That was...
For love and peace, and the Beatles had their movement, which was love. So my movement is as old as time, you know, just to bring God's name back on earth, you know, to the people that want to hear it, you know, Yehoah. It means a fire, water, air. And if the whole earth knew the name, you know, then war would probably cease.
Sky Sunlight Saxon, what sort of clothes are you wearing right now?
I don't know, you know, I don't even know what I put on these white tennis shoes with, like blue sparkle behind them. I got this, it's like paisley pants, or like green. No, they're like gray and red and blue and paisley pants, you know, and it's like a maroon sweater and some African beads. And, that's about it.
Sky Sunlight Saxon, where did you get your clothes a long time ago in the 1960s? Where did you get your clothes back then?
Where did I get them? I designed most of them myself. You know, the one the Monkees wore, that shirt, I designed that years earlier, you know, sort of like off a pirate shirt, I don't know. I don't think anybody designs anything, really. They just bring something back that was, you know, back then, and then they just, you know, it becomes, you know, like a fad or something, I don't know.
Sky Sunlight Saxon, did you sell clothes to the Monkees? How did the Monkees get your designs?
Oh, no, but I think maybe they imitated that look, you know, of my, you know, my shirt, you know. But I want to do a new thing, you know, I'm going to do it in England, like capes. I think capes would be really big, you know, like, just trying to figure out how to make it so it'd be like, you know, a three-part cape, so it could be, you know, short and then middle short and then really long, you know.
Capes are great, I love capes.
And high collars, you know, somehow, you know, like, that if I'd ever get it done, you know, they'll start selling it, you know, in England and that, that's what it's supposed to do.
Sky Sunlight Saxon, did you at one time kick down Mick Jagger's hotel room door?
Is there like a Mick Jagger what?
Did you kick down his hotel room door?
Oh, gee. Gee, what is your name? I can get in trouble for this. Let me see. What is your name?
Nardwar the Human Serviette.
Huh?
Nardwar the Human Serviette, Sky Sunlight Saxon.
No, the Seeds broke through the door and got our record back. Can't seem to make him mine, and we got past their bouncers and everything, you know.
What had happened? You had given a record
well,
to...
Well, yeah, I'd just given a record, and he hadn't given it back, and I just went and had to collect it physically. There was a record called Can't Seem to Make Him Mine.
Which we played just a little while back here.
But at that time, I had another band, band member, you know, Russ Serpent was his name, and he was like a motorcycle guy, you know, like a biker guy, and he really didn't, you know, really dig it that much that, you know, he wouldn't give our record back, you know. So, yeah, it's true, like, we broke through their door, and yeah, it's a funny story.
Sky Sunlight Saxon, Frank Zappa said that you were a better dancer than Mick Jagger. What was what was your interaction with Frank Zappa? How did the Seeds and Frank Zappa get along?
Well, I don't know. You know, like, I just, like, if it was true, then it would be because I have the piano and he didn't, you know. So maybe, I don't know, you know, like, I had this manager once, and she told me, she said, never dance in private things and clubs. And I said, well, like, why? She said, well, like, if I manage you, I don't want you, you know, doing anything like that, you know, sort of keep it, you know, till when you're going to use it. So for years, I didn't even get to dance, you know, like, and then I realized I really don't care, you know, and so I think I might have started some, you know, movements, I don't know, you know, but just to be free, you know, like, I don't know, I think dancing is just, you know, in your own I am, however you want to interpret it, you know.
So. Sky Sunlight.
I think choreographers, you know, I don't know what to say about them, you know. I think if I was going to choreograph something, I'd just let everybody go, man, and do what they wanted to do and see how that looked, you know.
Sky Sunlight Saxon, what did Neil Young think of the Seeds? Neil Young, a Canadian.
Oh, Neil Young? Neil Young thought I was his idol. You know, like, I think Neil Young's really great, you know, and, yeah, but I was, like, his idol, you know. I would like to say, well, gee, I'm glad I'm your idol, but, you know, could we just, like, do a show together or something, you know. Maybe a show for the people would be really great, you know, but, and I just, like to play with everybody, you know. I feel like the Seeds are like a six gun, you know.
Did you guys wear...
Yeah, Six Gun of the West. And
yeah, did
take
you...
Take them all on.
Did you wear Six Gun...
Help everybody up, huh?
Sky Sunlight Saxon, did you wear Six Gun shooters on stage? Did you, like, wear guns on stage that were loaded?
Well, I don't know. No, they weren't loaded, but we had bullets in our belt, you know. But they weren't loaded. Even if they were loaded, you know, I wouldn't say they were loaded. But, yeah, Daryl had, like, a musket kind of thing, and what did I have? I had a six gun, you know, but they were the real thing, you know, the real, you know. I mean, gee, I just see it as show props, you know, that's how everybody saw it, show props.
Sky Sunlight Saxon, when was your last spaceship ride?
My spaceship ride?
When was your last spaceship ride?
Gee, I don't know, you know, like... I don't know, you know, like, maybe some of us can take trips, and it just, you know, you don't remember it in the morning. I don't know if it would, gee, I don't know, but I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm pretty ready to go, Sky Sunlight Saxon.
I'm really ready.
And
know?
Are the pyramids where all the spaceships are? Are the
huh?
Where are the spaceships? Are they at the pyramids? Where are the pyramids?
Well, you know? I don't know, you know, that's like legend, you know, if you want to believe it, you know. And it could be true, you know, that they built the pyramids really to hide the spaceships, you know. But I don't know, where are the spaceships? Probably in the clouds, and you see certain cloud formations, you know, probably spaceships. But they're probably much different than anything we've got. They probably could carry like 500 million people one time, you know. Being as they'd be God ships, you know, Jehovah ships, maybe even a billion people. You know, so far beyond... Well, you could even comprehend.
Sky Sunlight Saxon, I think we have a phone caller for you. I'm not totally sure, but we will go right now. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. I have a two-pronged question for Mr. Saxon. So like this Art Bell show, I will ask both of my questions, and then I'll hang up and listen to the response.
Are you there, Sky? Hello, Sky. Are you still there?
Sky, can you hear me?
Is this a phone call?
Yes, we have a phone caller. Caller, go ahead to Sky Sunlight Saxon.
Okay,
well,
my first question has to do with Mr. Saxon's involvement with a sect called Yehoah at the end of the 1960s in Los Angeles, and I was just wondering if they ever had any run-ins with members of the Manson family at that time, or Dennis Wilson from the Beach Boys, who was hanging around with the Mansons.
Gee,
and
I
also, if...
Hold on, caller.
And if I could interpret what you said, but I didn't really hear anything. It was so... really
well, Nagwar, can you deliver the question? And the second part of the question was, did he ever run into Rodney Dingenheimer or Wildman Fisher?
Okay, thank you, caller.
Thank you.
And doot-doot-doot-doot. What the caller was asking, Sky Saxon, was if you ever ran into, last question there was, Wildman Fisher.
Wildman Fisher, yeah, I did. Yeah, Wildman Fisher.
And how good friends were you with Rodney Dingenheimer? That was the second question.
Well, I named Rodney the mayor of Sunset Strip, you know, long before anybody ever called him that, you know. Which he took, you know. And, I'm really good friends with Rodney, but he's like, doesn't want to come out of his place anymore.
And the first...
like become a recluse or something, I don't know.
And the first question the caller had was about Yah-Ho-Wah and Father Yod.
Well, like, Yod is like a lesser name for God. It means God, really. Yod, Yod, it means God. And Yehovah is fire, water, air. And that's the sacred name of God. It's what all the religions brought everyone to, you know, that could see it, you know. But not to worship the one that brought it, but to the name itself. Then you couldn't go wrong. Because it means fire, water, air, which created earth, which is all creation. So it's really simple. If you could see that fire, water, air is creation, and the name came out of the universe, Yehovah wasn't a name on the earth. And that's what it means. And Ho is woman, you know, the sacred name of woman. So it really means her name is within God's name. You know, Yahuwah, Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh, Yahuwah.
And Sky Sun...
Jesus Christ is Yeshua, you know, in a more sacred term. But, you know, like if you were to call to be Jesus Christ, when you died, you'd probably go with billions and billions of people that believe that, but it was okay to kill in that name, which it isn't, you know. Which would stop all the wars today if it wasn't okay to kill in that name.
And
so it isn't, you know.
And Sky Sunlight Saxon, the caller, also was wondering, did you have any run-ins at all with, or did you ever have any association with, or did you ever see Charles Manson or Terry Melcher around?
No, the Manson people called me, you know. And I'd tell them I was God, and if they messed with me, I'd send them back as flies. And that's the last I ever heard of them, you know. Like, I can sympathize and have pity for them, you know, but killing people isn't where it's at, you know.
You have a
anybody that, you know, so that would lead out, you know, the war. We can't be killing people, you know. You know, just can't do it.
Where do you get this power, Sky Sunlight Saxon? For instance, long ago, did you not once get Joe Cocker to stop eating cheeseburgers? How did you stop Joe Cocker from eating cheeseburgers?
Who, Joe Cocker?
Yeah, Joe Cocker was eating all these cheeseburgers.
Well, I couldn't. I offered to take him back to God, you know, our family God, you know, Yehovah family. And his managers wanted me to back off of him. And I said, no, I need to bring him with me, because I liked him, right, you know. Anyway, he told me he couldn't stop eating cheeseburgers, and Jim Morrison told me he couldn't stop eating bacon and eggs. But, you know, I don't think Jim is dead, you know. I think somebody said he's a Buddhist monk. And if that's true, he could come back and open for me again. And maybe we could do something really good on the earth, you know. I'd like to think that he's in a, you know, Buddhist monastery, you know. He was looking at prison, you know, he was looking, who knows, 5 years, 7 years in prison.
Have you looked for him at all? Have you ever looked for Jim Morrison?
Well, I don't know, I don't have to look very far. There's a lot of people that think they are Jim Morrison. You know, maybe he jumps in different people, you know. I think he jumps in me sometime, too. You know. Maybe if you love somebody, you know, and if they were gone, you probably could pull their spirit to some degree, you know. Elvis or somebody, you know, Jim Morrison, whoever you really like, you know.
Sky Sunlight Saxon, do you still feel sorry for tomatoes? Do you ever feel sorry for tomatoes anymore?
Tomatoes? Why would I feel sorry for tomatoes?
I heard that you felt sorry for tomatoes.
Well, I don't think so, you know. I'd say make more tomato juice, you know, and more tomato soup. No, I never said anything like that, you know. Like it's a fruit, you know, like it's... I mean, I don't eat the plant, you know, the, what is it, what's that green bug that eats a plant? That's for him, you know. So, you know, the plant, I guess, is for the bugs, you know. But the tomato, that's the fruit. I mean, you know. But the highest fruit would probably be any fruit that had one seed in it, you know. Like an avocado or a peach or a plum or a cherry. What else? Whatever had just one seed in it would be your apricot, you know, like, would be real high, you know, to eat, you know.
Sky,
nuts.
Sky Sunlight Saxon, you're coming to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada tomorrow to play the Wise Hall here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Well, I'm thrilled about it. I've never, you know, I'm thrilled just to come to Canada.
The Seeds are playing. In the 1960s, there was a band in Vancouver called the Seeds of Time. Did you ever hear about the Seeds of Time from
Vancouver? Yeah, I think I did hear
Vancouver.
About the Seeds of Time. I don't know. I inspired a lot of different bands that, you know, Seeds of Time, Seeds of, I don't know. I got my new band, Seeds of Love, you know. But it's a spiritual band, and I play it in Mount Shasta. Made a CD and a DVD of it and put out sometime, you know. But, I think, you know, what it is sometimes people become artists and they either, you know, just follow that craft like Elvis or somebody. And whereas I probably could just, you know, be a single artist, but I just like making new bands.
Are you in contact at all with Lord Tim Hudson, your old manager?
Yeah, he keeps, like, calling me, you know, like,
He was your old manager, and he was from England, but I think he lived in Montreal for a little bit, like a Canadian connection.
Yeah, he did, you know, actually he was the one that brought the Beatles, according to him, you know, to America. And I was living in Idaho, and he called me up and told me he wanted to make a video of me, and he's going to get money, you know. And I said, well, whatever, you know, so I went down to make the video, and he's shooting this video, you know, and I don't know what he gave me, $200, you know. I said, like, what's this video for? Like, what are we doing with it? You know, like, it's, you know, like, it's getting to be a really good video. He said, oh, I don't know. He said, I just want it for myself. He said, I just want to have it myself. Oh, man, what a, you know, I'm talking on the radio, and this guy lost his mind. I think some of these hippies are going to come and get him. He's saying, like, hippies aren't allowed here. You know, like, you know what? I think we're all hippies, really, you know. But maybe, couldn't we just be spirits now? You know, like we're all spirits. I don't know, whatever name you want to give everybody. You know?
Sky Saxon, how good are hippies at scoring chicks? Because way back when on the TNT show, you're
hippies?
In the audience there, there's all these girls draped around you. Do you remember that being in the audience of the TNT show in the 1960s?
Oh, yeah, just, I don't know.
Who were those girls that you were beside in the audience at the TNT show?
I don't know. Petula Clark came and sat on my lap. That was sort of trippy.
Petula Clark?
Yeah, because it was her show in the TNT show, you know. I don't know. Maybe she got jealous of the two girls. I don't know. She came and sat on my lap. And then he used that for the marquee. I don't know. What was the question you were asking me?
Well, I guess I was just wondering about the magnetic attraction that you have, Sky Saxon, to the female sex.
You know, I just think, you know, like, I don't know. You know, I don't know.
Do you have any tips or pointers?
Maybe just when you do music, you know, you become different than a banker or a lawyer, you know. You become some entity, you know. But everybody, I think, could have done it if they'd have just, I don't know. You have to stay with it. But I've got some really good music. I did this new band in England called Lighter. It might be one of the best albums I ever did, you know. And then I did this other album called Atlantic Rising in Greece, like three albums. And then I did this other album in New York with a new band called Green Forest. And then another band with in Mount Shasta called Flights. And then about three more albums.
You love jumping up on
Star Peace instead of Star Wars and Library, you know.
You love jumping up on stage with bands, don't you, Sky Sunlight Saxon?
Do I like to do what?
You'd like to jump up on stage with bands? Do you like to jump up on stage?
Yeah, I like fans to jump on stage too, you know, and just like, you know, it should be like a party.
But don't you like
to... I would really like, if I could, you know, to do the shows outdoors as much as possible. Hey, but listen, why don't you talk to my drummer? I just love talking to you. I hope I see you at the show.
Oh, just a few more quick questions here, Sky.
Yeah,
let me
put you on with my drum.
Can we get you a couple more questions? Is that okay? We're speaking here. Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. This is Nardwuar to Human Serviette live on CITR Radio. We're just speaking to Sky there. And who are you?
I'm Justin. I play drums in the Seeds.
And Justin, could you explain a bit about the bands that Sky was talking about right there? He was going on talking about all these different bands that he has out there he's recording with. How are those bands different from what you guys are doing?
Well, basically, we just stick. We just basically do the Seeds material and write music together as the Seeds. But basically what he does is he goes from wherever Sky is, he basically has a band around him. And generally somebody's got something to record with, so all this stuff gets recorded and it's all over the place, and, you know, he just moves around and he always has to be playing music.
And the songs you're going to be playing tomorrow night, just for the listeners out there, what are the songs you're going to be playing there tomorrow night? We've been playing a whole bunch here on the Nardwuar to Human Serviette Radio Show, like Excuse, Excuse, Mr. Farmer, Evil Hoodoo, Trip Maker, Can't Seem to Make You Mine, Up in Her Room. Are you doing any of those ones?
Oh, yeah. We're doing all sorts of that stuff. Basically stuff off first and second album, some more obscure stuff, some stuff that never got released. I think that was on MGM at one point, and basically all that stuff, you know. You know, I don't want to give it all away, but you can expect probably everything that people are familiar with will probably get heard, you know.
And the most recent Seeds LP, it's called Red Planet.
Yes.
And that's on the Jungle record label. Did you play on that one?
No, actually, that was a completely different band. It was Rick, the bass player, and Sky, and a bunch of other guys, but after touring Europe, I guess it just sort of disbanded when one of the guys met someone in Greece, I guess, decided to stay there. I think he eventually moved back home. And so these people all went their separate ways, and then they just, Rick is an old friend of ours, Schmidt, the keyboard player, and Nate, the guitar player, and myself, and we've all known each other for a long, long time, and he got us together to basically do this again, and we went in and we recorded a bunch of stuff back in May. That is, it's still not entirely complete, but it sounds really good. I think it's a step further than Red Planet, but it should, you know, it'll come out sometime, probably sometime next year or something.
Red Planet seemed like an interesting record on an interesting record label. Like, I noticed the Jungle record label had like Sig Sig Sputnik and Kristen Death on it as well.
You know, honestly, I don't know anything about Red Planet. I don't know anything about that because I wasn't on it. I didn't really pay too much attention to it. Of course, I've listened to it several times, but I don't know anything about Sputnik and all that.
Well, speaking of the old Seeds or people involved with the Seeds, where are the old Seeds, to the best of your knowledge? I know there's a lot to keep track of.
Well, you know, to the best of my knowledge, Daryl Hooper is in Northern California area. I believe he's a teacher of sorts who works with education. And Jan Savage lives in Texas, and he actually came back for a little bit and went on their first European tour back in 2003. But I think life on the road wasn't exactly, you know, it wasn't working out for him, so he went home halfway through that tour. Rick Andridge, he lives up with Daryl, from what I understand, and I believe he's ill.
Was Jan at one time a cop?
I don't know, and I don't know the answer to that. From what I understand, that is a complete. That's not true. From what I understand, but I don't know, because you know what? Because sometimes all these stories get twisted, and even when you're going to the source, you don't know what to. You know, you hear mixed sides of it. From what I've heard, actually, no.
And who are you again, for the people out there that might wonder?
I'm the drummer. My name is Justin.
You are Justin, the drummer of the Seeds, coming to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, tomorrow night, playing with the Transmitters, the Fiends, and Raised by Wolves. Who's been coming out to the gigs so far on this Seeds tour to see Sky Saxon? Any old school rockers coming out to see you guys?
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, the whole, like, cross-section of people. People have seen the Seeds way back in the day. You know, everybody. It's a big old assortment of people, you know. Usually they're all very nice people. And that's... really, what do we care about?
Because at one time, the Seeds were like the number one band in L.A. A lot of time when you think of like garage bands, you think of bands that maybe sold a few and were fairly popular but weren't that huge. But the Seeds, they were like the band in L.A., weren't they, for like the coolest year ever, 1966.
Yeah, well, they definitely made their mark, that's for sure.
So for the people coming out, they must be pretty mainstream, some of the fans. Like, there's some old-school fans that remember them from that time.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, there's always people that crop up at these shows that, you know, saw Sky in the Seeds way back in the day. And, I mean, actually, that seems to happen about every show we ever play. There's always somebody there that saw them, you know, way back then.
Are there any interesting stories relating to that, or other people coming out that may have seen the Seeds in past, or people of note coming out to go see the Seeds, like old school rockers? Like, have members of the Doors gone and seen the Seeds? Any of the shows? Like, you looked down the audience, there's Ray Manzarek, since you guys have had reunions around the same type of time.
You know what? I think there have been, but I'm pretty sure there have been, but I sort of get distracted and... I couldn't tell you who. I know there have been, actually, Sky would know better than I. Hold on one second.
Is it okay to actually... Are you still there, Justin?
Yeah.
Do you think, lastly, we can have just a couple more words with Sky and...
Honestly,
we'll...
I'm trying to hand him back here right now.
Okay, great.
Oh, hi.
Hello, Sky. Thank you again for your time. I was just...
Oh, my God, thank you. I mean, like, I'm, you know, indebted to the people of Canada, you know, like I... Just like them, I don't feel like I'm any different, except I just got God's name first a long time ago, so it might have, you know, put me on the straight and narrow, but...
Scott,
you know.
I was wondering, are the music that you've created, I heard that there are some songs you've created in the Seeds that...
Where's what?
The music you've created with the Seeds. I heard that there are some songs you don't want people to hear because they are so beautiful.
Well, you know what? I just lost three storehouses, you know, that you could fill three rooms up of music that I'd had for 20 years, and I don't even know where it is. You know, they just stole it from me when I went to England, so all this music is just probably loose in, you know, in the world now. So
that's
probably what it was supposed to do anyway.
That's terrible. Was that at your house in Malibu? Whatever happened to your house in Malibu?
Oh, the income tax took it away.
Is it still there? Is the actual house still there?
Like, yeah, it's one of the desk houses there. I planted trees for about a block, you know, going down to the driveway. It was nice, you know, but you know what? If I had the house, you know, then I probably would have died, you know. Like, I think the safest place for people is in motion, you know. Like, really, I'd advocate for everybody to just take back their land or some land and live in trees.
How about living in Seattle? Didn't you live in Seattle for a little while?
I lived in Seattle for a long time.
Because a friend of mine swore that he saw you in Seattle. He went up to you when you were in the garden or something, and he said, "Are you Sky Saxon?" And you said back, "Yes, now give me a dollar."
I don't think so. That's not true at all.
And another person was saying...
Now, you know what? I wrote this song called The Dollar Lane. You know, I haven't ever recorded it, you know, just playing with it. But, you know, like, you know, the Beatles said Penny Lane, but come on. You know, Penny's great, you know, because, you know, it says in God we trust, but you can't live on a penny, you know. So I thought, you know, maybe, you know, and a dollar says in God we trust, too. So, you know, maybe Dollar Lane, you know, like, maybe the Beatles made people poor by Penny Lane. We can't make it with pennies, you know.
Sky,
we need dollars, you know. How about if you walk down the lane and get a dollar, you know?
Sky Sunlight Saxon, winding up here, do you have many artifacts left that weren't lost?
No.
It's
because
all...
every time I get something, I give it away, you know. Like, you know, this is funny, but Siddhartha, you know, in his movie video, you know, he's talking to his friend, you know, and he says, "Isn't it wonderful?" He says, "This rock, ask nothing, you know, it just is, you know, like, isn't it beautiful? It just is. It just ask nothing, you know." Like, his life revolved down to looking at this rock, you know. And I thought, well, you know, where could he get to, you know, like, but you know what, think about this, maybe that rock was Genghis Khan, and he just came back as a rock because he was so dark, you know. So, like, I think people come back as rocks, well, I know they do now, rocks, plants, and minerals, and probably in the past, is, you know, flies. If they were really dark, you know, and made war, you know.
But not tomatoes. People do not come back as tomatoes.
As mosquitoes?
No, tomatoes.
No, I never said that.
No, I was just wondering.
I mean, I never even said that. You know, people call women tomatoes, you know. Oh, look at that tomato there. I know, if anything, I would say no, man. You know, like, no.
Sky!
Tomatoes are great, man. I like to eat tomatoes. I don't, you know, like tomatoes on a vine, you know. That's the only tomatoes on a vine.
Sky Sunlight Saxon, winding up here, did you ever at one time sell a glass tube that Fleetwood Mac used to blow cocaine up their assholes?
Gee, man, where do these stories start? You know, like this guy, you know, like last night was ragging on me, like, for that game. And he said, you know, like, he said, gee, I hope I wasn't hassling you. You know, I said, you know, I just, like, blow it off, man. You know, like, you know, it wasn't even real, you know, like, I was setting him straight on whatever he was talking. No, but that's not a true story. I don't know, you know.
Because it is true. Fleetwood Mac did have cocaine blown up their asses. That has been verified.
Really?
That is true, yes. And there was a story...
Well, what would that tell you?
It told probably that their nostrils were all gone, and the only way they could get it was up their assholes. They just were totally cocaine-free.
Oh, yeah, are we saying assholes on the radio?
We're on CITR radio.
Are you really saying this? Am I listening?
Yes, you're live on CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Bullshit, you know, it was Father's favorite word, you know. So we need to stop all the bullshit and get everybody back from the war because, you know, it's a failure. And they want to come back, and it's not going to win us any more friends, you know. America needs to win friends, you know, not you know, people that hate us, you know.
Sky Sunlight Saxon, Father Yod, how did he die? How did Father Yod die?
Father Yod, Yehoah. Well, I think he wanted to leave, and I think he took a chance and went hang gliding in a kite that could only hold 170 pounds, and he was 230 pounds, mostly muscle probably, and then the wind stopped, he went straight down, and then the wind picked up again, but when the wind picked up again, it was like such a force that broke his back.
What happened to Father Yod? There's rumors that he was stuffed and mounted.
Isn't that bullshit, man? You know, that's, you know, like, I don't know, where do people get their thing from? No, what we did is we kept Father's body. See, like most people, when they die, they embalm them within a half an hour or 3 hours, and the blood needs to stay in the body. Because it's blood flatlakes, it takes pictures, you know, of life into the next world. So embalming is really not necessary. And it causes the viewer to go through the new next 3 days blind. So we chanted over his body, you know, for 3 days, and then Father was cremated, you know, what he wanted.
Well, Sky Saxon, thank you so much for phoning into the Nardwuar Human Serviette radio show.
All right, so are you going to come to the show?
We are indeed.
We come on stage so you can, like, you know, and, like, talk to your friends and your people and everybody.
Yes, it's at the Wise Hall tomorrow night in Vancouver, B.C., Canada. It's the Seeds, and we're speaking to Sky Sunlight Saxon of the Seeds. And lastly here, Sky Sunlight Saxon, did you guys play gigs with Dave Brubeck? Did the Seeds and Dave Brubeck play together at one time?
Gee, I don't know, but is he alive still?
This was, I think, in the 1960s. I don't know what happened to good old Dave Brubeck.
I don't know, but I would like to play with, you know, everybody, you know. But I really like to, here, you could have the end of this one. But I like to really, like, give new people a shot, you know, and let bring them out, because there's so much good talent.
And you almost gave the Doors a shot? Did the Doors almost join the Seeds?
No, but they opened for us a bunch of times. I don't know how many times, you know. But I thought they were good, but I thought they copied our lineup quite a bit, you know. So we had to go our own way.
Well, the legacy that you have left, Sky Saxon, is amazing. Every song is killer. And I mean, every song is great all the way up, even to even the Yahoah, Father Yod. You're on quite a few of those recordings, too.
Gee, if I ever felt like killing myself, did you make a copy of this tape? I could listen to it.
Yes, we are.
Oh, I'd love to have a copy of it. Well, I think, you know, I have a feeling that, you know, like when you make certain kind of music, that keeps the people from wanting to commit suicide, because we're like so much depression on this earth that music can lift us up. And I really stay true to the form of it as much as possible. But by making other albums, I can, you know, put out even more music that's like missiles, you know, that change things.
And I think we have one last caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I just wanted to say that Dave Brubeck is alive.
Dave Brubeck
is... Oh, I love it, man. Well, why bring him to Canada so he could do the concert, you know, with us? You know, like...
Have a wonderful day.
Oh, caller, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Doot, doot, a loot, doo.
Doot, doot.
And you're still listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Are you still there, Sky? Hello, Sky. Uh-oh. We disconnected Sky Saxon of the legendary band The Seeds. While we reconnect with him for one moment, we will hear one of The Seeds' most famous songs, one you've probably heard before, but you probably can't get enough of it. And here it is now! Doing there, Sky? Sorry.
No, thank you. Oh, you're so great, man. You're so great. You know, they were asking me, they said, like, what were some of his records? And they said, like, take five. And I said, well, I'm going to take five of what? You know, like, what is it? You know, like, take five of what? And take five pills? Five spoons of honey? I don't know. It might be interesting to find out, take five, what it means.
What?
5 minutes? You know?
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Where could it go? Maybe I could take it to another place, you know, because Take Five doesn't have any words.
Well, you were coming to Vancouver.
It's melody.
We have another caller. Caller, are you there? Okay. I guess that caller's gone. But thank you very much, Sky, for phoning into Nerd Radio Human Serviette Radio Show. Anything else you want to add to the people out there at all, Sky Saxon?
Just that I love you, and that, like I think I inspired that movie, All Dogs Go to Heaven. So, like, be good to the dogs, because they'll be greeting you when you get to heaven, you know, and like in Europe, they take care of the dogs really well. You know, they get to go in restaurants with the people. You know, and they don't really feed them out of dog food like they do in America, which is really a bad rap for people of Earth. You know, to have what they have and just end up feeding their dog, you know, dog food, and he doesn't want to eat it really. You know.
And you've been on stage.
I just say, you know, love the dogs. You know, love each other. You know. And
have you brought dogs?
God loves everyone. And once you know the name Yehovah.
Have you?
You can go anywhere with that name and know that it's the most powerful name, and all other names lead to it. And that's what it means, the truth will set you free. If you realize that, that is actually the name of Father God Almighty, then you're free. It's over, you know.
Sky, have you been on stage with dogs? Haven't you barked on stage with dogs?
Oh, yeah, man, I saw my dad. This dog came out and he barked with me, you know.
So should people bring their dogs to the gig tomorrow night at the Wise Hall with the Seeds?
They can, yeah. They could come on stage, you know. They probably sing better than other people anyway. They sing better than me, you know.
Well,
I think that the real icon was the dogs and the wolves, you know. You know, if I can just point that to the people. You know, like any holy person is not cannot walk the road for anyone. He can, but he can point the road, you know, to make it easier. So, like, if people would embrace vegetarianism, you know, then they would have life eternal forever. And with the name of God, Yehovah, they would not only live forever, they could come back as gods if they want next time around.
Well, Sky,
not being born to women, that's like what's promised us, you know.
Well, thank you very much, Sky Saxon. Right now we're going to end with a song, Pictures and Designs.
Yeah, Pictures and Designs. Well, that's like when somebody like breaks up, you know, and it, you can't go on, but then you can go on. So in my shows, I say you can go on. You know, like it's just another step to get you higher. You know, you gotta get past the personality of it. You know.
Sky, why should people care about the Seeds? Why should people care about the Seeds?
I don't know. They care about me. I don't know. I don't. You know, like I really didn't want the Seeds to make it anymore. I said that. I saw that if the Seeds were to come back, then all these other old bands would come back, and you know, I thought, well, no, I wanted new music to come out, and then, so I stayed off the scene, I don't know, with the Seeds to like 98, and I thought, well, nobody else is lighting the torch with God's name, so I'm going to do it, you know, and so I just made that, maybe 75 albums, spiritual albums, you know, like, I'm just sitting on them, if I could get somebody to put them out, that would be great, you know.
Well, thank you much, Sky Saxon.
Yeah, box set, huh?
Keep on rocking in the free world. And
Thank you so much. And keep the name of God within your breath, Yehovah.
Well, Sky Saxon, doot-doodaloot-doo.
Oh, I love you guys. I love you, Canada.
Almost, Sky. Doot-doodaloot-doo.
Doot-doodaloot-doo.
Almost.
La-la-la.
Sky Saxon, doot-doodaloot-doo.
I can't do it, but listen, we'll go cloud riding sometime.
Well, we're almost there, Sky. Okay, just finish it off. It's missing something.
You want me to sing some words to that?
Yeah, just finish it off.
Light up that duty and pass it quick.
Yeah, that kind of works.
Yeah, light up that duty and pass it quick.
I'd like to go cloud riding. That sounds pretty
fun.
All right,
hey, listen, I love you. And I can't wait to see you. And I embrace you, Canada. And I think you're wonderful. And,
well, thanks so much, Sky. Keep on walking in the free world, and
Do what in the free world?
Keep on rocking in the free world.
Keep on rocking in the free world. Yeah, I do that song, too. Keep rocking. I got a song called Rockin' the World. That's pretty good, too.
And I look forward to doot-doot-a-loot-doo.
I can't, man. You're burning me out with it, you know. You want to do sha-la-la-la?
No, just finish it off. Like, it's all... just finish off. I'll say something, and then you respond to it. How would you respond to it, Sky?
Okay.
Doot-doot-a-loot-doo.
Yeah, but you're not giving me any words. You just...
If somebody walked up to you and said, Sky Saxon, doot-doot-a-loot-doo, you would say...
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think you got me. No, you know, I just say pass that doobie quick, you know? Light it up, then pass it quick, and then I could get on to it, you know, because it's really good, and the smoke is thick, Well, hello, we have a party. Let's party for the next 24 hours. Shalala. I don't
know. That works! Thank you, Sky!
Oh, I love you guys. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Rock on.